The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The Lord has put fire in us to continue to the next level. God is counting our days. If you want an unusual manifestation, you must do an unusual thing. If you want God to act in a certain way, you must create the atmosphere for that. Beloved, there are realms in God. There are dimensions in God. But the greatest weapon that the enemy has successfully used against mankind is to condition us to remain where we are.
And so akudia kesi obon sametimi annam so edie agia tom say bebie wo no eyemayen.
By nature, there are some temperaments that they like the way things are. That's okay.
Na ewo ewiem ana niso no.
I am one of those people.
Now,
the moment I like something, that is it. I don't like change. I can be wearing, I don't know even I don't know the dresses I have. In fact, I have bought things and things. I didn't know that even I had it.
But
one that looks so nice to me. Sometimes my wife laughs at me. I will be using the same thing every day. I don't like change. No.
Debbie.
Once this thing is good for me,
sir, we ye man unkuane die.
That is it.
No.
Until when I want to change it.
Encompim say every pair of verses.
But you see, the devil has studied mankind.
Now, abonsam no so we see oni pada seni.
And he has used it negatively against us.
Now, on the anam so o kwamboni so de tiye.
But God is not like that. Look, in God there are dimensions. Look, there are realms in God. There are dimensions of God that when you come into contact with those dimensions, life changes. Situation changes. Those who have had the privilege of flying in the air, especially flying in the Himalayas, Asia area where we have those tall mountains. If you have had the privilege of flying above 45,000 feet, you understand what I'm saying. When you get to some level, you don't see anything here on earth. Because you have broken over different layers of cloud. And The first time I flew in the air, when I was going to Singapore, many years ago, and then we've been flying about 11 hours. A very huge Airbus, about 530 something passengers. So we started in the night. We flew the whole day. And night has also come. So during the daytime, I look at Reverend Jololo by me. We happen to be sitting by the window.
So
I look down and I said,
I can say,
look how blue the sea is. He started laughing at me. He said, that is not the sea.
Here
you can't see the sea. It is a layer of cloud. Because where we are, we are beyond where you can see the sea. Then another time I ask him, so if this plane want to fall, will it fall by the side?
Or
you go in, down in front like this? Or you go back like this?
They
say you are a foolish boy. What kind of villager is with me today? I don't know how it will fall. You see, there are dimensions in God. Don't get satisfied with the level you are with God. There are some battles that you can never win at certain levels. The battles we fight determines our rank. Determines what we carry in us. Determines our testimonies. How glorious our testimonies will come. And how rapid they will come. I'm speaking, we are going to pray on, let September end my battles, stroke. Let Solomon's sacrifice or altar end my battles.
Asima. Solomon
Job. Let's start with Job 4:9. Job 4:9.
Then
we go to Psalm 4. Job 4:9.
Job 18:9.
At the breath of God, they perish. At the blast of his anger, they are no more.
Look,
everything about God is a weapon. God's breath can end a battle. That's why we have been saying, God, we pray, God, breathe on me. Breathe into this battle. And you see, when we say the breath of God, it's not like the way we breathe. When we say the hand of God, it's not like our hand. Before God is a different level. God's breath can terminate battles.
Nyame ahomie betimi ayi oku afi ho.
And then Psalm 46, verse number 9.
Nyom ada 9 nsia ntemukro.
Also mentions Psalm 46.
It's on this week.
Verse number 9. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He bends the shields with fire. Look, wars can cease. I say wars can cease. You know, I don't watch, I am not a TV person. I am not a film person. Or a movie person. No.
TV.
But there are things I watch. Warfare. I like watching war films. Because I am a warrior. So that I see the physical strategy. To know how to deal with spiritual warfare. And of late, I've been watching the sniper. How a sniper? A sniper is a specially designed gun that can fire several kilometers.
And I say, Otafre Sinibia, Ethiopia, Omayan is Ronko.
A sniper can be at Malam.
A betima was at Malam.
And fire somebody at Adenta.
Na atua kobo biwo Adenta.
And I have learned a lot.
Now we see a brave fimo.
How one American sniper.
Senior America put to Ibi.
Can remove the whole army.
Etimi asrafu ni nyinafio.
They are also holding guns.
So
they are running with the guns. They are running. Before you realize, pow, one is down. The other one, ten. Pow, he's down. Then I learned that it is not the gun you are holding.
And yet you know,
no. No. They are also holding guns. And they are running.
But
they can't see the sniper.
So
the sniper is hiding at a place. And using the binocular and watching far.
Engaging.
Then you fire. Pam!
Pam! No, that bomb.
Then you see that they are running. Look, he can remove the whole army. You see, that was when I understood when Paul said, I am not just fighting like somebody fighting in the
air.
You must identify the enemy. Where the enemy is located. Otherwise, you can be holding the gun. But the enemy can eliminate you. Like I said, one sniper can remove the whole army. Every day, I watch sniper. And my wife was telling me that I am becoming addicted. I say, I'm learning warfare. God is teaching me something. A sniper is a super weapon. America use snipers to eliminate, to rescue their soldiers that were captured. Right now, in this Ukraine and Russia war, Americans are using snipers.
America hold is
eliminate a whole battalion. Not that those people, they also have guns.
Once we get to any view.
But they are running. They are running. They are looking for. You think the enemy is closer to you? He is not where you see him.
He
is hiding somewhere.
Baby.
But our advantage.
Look,
we are the spiritual snipers. Every Christian is a spiritual sniper. Because the Bible said that the weapons we are using, they are not carnal weapons. But they are supernatural. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That is why you can stay in Ghana and deliver somebody in Australia. We are the snipers. You can stay in Ghana and deal with a witch in America. We are more than snipers.
Yes, I am your bruiser, a tune, and I could hear no boss on the ground.
But there is a time that our battles must go down.
Now, a brevi ba, as I say, yen okono echo from.
Never stop fighting.
Now, mom, so may die or kono soda.
Until you gain the victory.
And cop him, sir, ubedi ukunim will be bia so kra.
Never.
May die da.
Don't let the devil condition you.
Men mom was some not and yo so have a beau de yemo.
To think that you just take it like that.
Oh, Vanessa, na baby, what did you hear?
After all, not everybody will marry. After all, not everybody will have a child.
Look, even
look at that person. That great man of God. He didn't have any child. Or he had only one.
Jesus,
look at that person. He didn't have a child.
Yes, you
that's what the devil does.
And
the devil use people. The devil use people, your friends, people around, to say things
so
that you accept.
Oh, now I get to me, sir.
I say, well, it is true.
Hey, I'm poor. How can I grow?
It is true.
I grow.
I should just stay where I am. And just be myself. Oh, that sickness.
Oh, Zayare, no.
It will not kill you.
Oh, to me, kumu.
Doctors will tell you that we don't have solution. We can just manage it.
Now, doctor, we can say we need an oil into the
doctors.
Where are a doctor for?
Doctors are not gods.
When ye nyankopong.
I remember when we were looking for Eduji, the second child.
Okay, Ebrana, of you
we gave ourselves 3 years.
Yeah, my whole infirmian son.
That will be having children every 3 years.
Say, Afimian say, be able to have a
the third year come, nothing. Fourth year, nothing. Fifth year, nothing. We change the gear of the prayer.
Yes, sir. Empire no baby. I send the baby fufro.
The one day my wife had a dream.
Now come here, so that
a huge tall man.
Sir, Ben Matintin Granby
was asking him.
Obisa or no sir?
Asking her.
Obisa ni sir.
Why are you people bothering yourself?
Ana mokro for Muhammad Hosa.
You have one. It's okay.
Who about come say ye mama?
You never have anyone.
Monye bi onka oye.
She didn't tell me.
One can't tell me.
But the next day, I also had the same dream.
Now. And
when I was sharing my dream, then she said, hey.
And I said, hey.
I also had the same dream. Oh. How come? I also had the same dream. What is happening?
And then they see.
The devil spoke to both of us. And then we changed the gear.
And yes, sir, baby.
We say no. One day we went and prayed and came. Prayer is not the end. Prayer is the beginning to the end. So whilst you are praying, ask God for direction. Ask God for what you should do. Is there any step I have to take? Is there any seed I have to sow? Is there anything I have to engage? And through prayer, you know exactly the step you need to take. The reason, let me tell you. Listen to this. Nothing good will happen on earth without your human cooperation. Nothing good will happen in your life without your human cooperation. That is why prayer is not the end. Prayer is a means to an end. Through prayer we receive direction. We receive instruction to act on. And so one day we went and came. As we prayed, then the Lord said to me, that was the day they will give us our salary. The Lord said to me, when they give you your salary, divide it times three in three parts. Take your tithes. And then the rest, divide it times two. Take one part and go and sow it and live on the other. It was difficult, but I obeyed. The next week, as we prayed, those days we used to pray from 4 a.m. to 6. At North Kandeshi, Adodo Street. We'll be walking like that, going down and coming, going down and coming. So one day after we have prayed and came, a thought just came into my mind. Why does your father call you Tasi? Oh, he said, that's my auntie. I was named after my auntie. Then I asked, how many children did your auntie have?
He
said, only one son. I say, you see? It's your auntie spirit. That's why another child is not coming. And I said to her, your father will not call you Tasi again.
Oh, Papa, I'm from Tasi.
About 3 months ago, my father-in-law visited us.
And I asked
him again.
And I said,
yes. I Gladys is my most beloved child. And the way I love my sister, I gave my sister's name. I say, Papa, I think the name is giving us problems. So I beg you, we will not call her Tasi again.
Say,
Pastor, I salute you. She is not your wife. Whatever you say, it's over to you. And that year,
Tasi
Gladys took seed. And we had Eduji. Don't let our human mind limit us. I was telling, something happened.
BBC.
And I was telling Gladys that we should be careful the things we share with people. Please, not everything about yourself you should share with any human being. The only person, if there is a need to share with, is your pastor. Or your pastor's wife. If she is matured. Otherwise, handle the thing between you and God alone. Because human beings, Charlie, that thing.
Oh, sadia no.
The same thing happened to my uncle.
Ade kuni biya to mi wafa.
The same thing happened to my sister.
Ebiso to mi niaba.
That thing happened to. Not that it is bad.
Ese biya enyesu samomdiye.
But you know.
Nasuni bibi.
We are all different before God.
Yegi na yeye sronko sronko wenyamienim.
What happened to my uncle?
Nia eto mi wafa no.
My uncle is different.
Mi wafa no oye sronko.
Your sister is different.
Our
makeups and foundations are different. We are different
too.
David fought.
David okunye paye.
And Solomon had rest.
Ana Solomon dia onya ahomegie.
Jesus has fought.
Yes, so wa ko pa.
For us to have rest.
Sanya Yesu ebenya ahomegie.
You and I must also fight.
Eh say me no so ya ko pa ye.
For our children to have rest.
My man so obehome.
On Saturday when we had the naming ceremony, I was telling the couple here, I don't know. I said, don't leave some battles for your daughter to come and fight too.
Because
by the time your daughter will grow, the battle has consolidated. And the problems of this world. Look at our youth. Always they are on mobile phone. Their minds are distracted. Look, always it's like I've just limited myself because, like my son, like this, how I want him to be on fire.
He doesn't see the need.
Maybe. He thinks that his father and mother are there during the battles.
Oh, ni papa ni mama o kuma no
je oni. But there are some battles God is going to reserve for him. I am telling you, there are some battles God will reserve for you. That you fight them. If you are in a family, your family members are dying.
Now we must for ewu.
Your sister's husbands are dying. One is dead.
Second one.
You have failed.
You
have failed.
Or
you are failing. That is why you are there. To stop that thing. Any place I have lived,
I
have changed the place before I left. I am a game changer. The same way you are. When I enter a place, I begin to read the spiritual atmosphere. When I move to a locality, myself and my wife, we will do night walking. We are anointing the streets.
Declaring.
After we have identified the evil and the wrong of the place,
we change
that thing before we leave the place. And that is who you are. Don't leave any battle. God didn't create you with diabetes. He didn't create you with BP. He didn't create you with cancer. All these things came through sin.
Now when
you are not born again, your sins have been forgiven. Don't let those battles lie. Fight and conquer. Fight and conquer. So David fought.
David kunye.
And Solomon had peace. Solomon had rest. Solomon had victory. Solomon had advancement. So also Jesus fought for us. To have peace. To have rest. To have advancement. Now we must also fight. There are some people whose parents are dead. And it doesn't make them that the parents are dead. Because when the parents were alive, the battles they have left for them, they can't even remember. In fact, somebody was asking, where did they bury your father? I said, I can't even, when I go to the cemetery, I didn't even go to the cemetery, so I don't know where
they.
That man. Do you know that some people are dead and they are still insulting them? Do you know that some fathers and mothers are dead and the family, the children are still insulting them? Do you know that? It's because the battles they have left behind. We went to a cemetery to bury somebody. And the woman left and then went to another grave.
Now, by if you call Adamana for
who?
You.
Who ye kwa shia papa.
Shebebiawada. Look at where you are lying.
Shebebiawada.
Look at where you are lying. Look at where you are lying.
Ah. So the person is there, still is not free.
There's a onyana wa wukrano on aswa nini hu. Yawusan etatanechi.
If the person is in hell,
so
the fire will increase. Don't be like that.
Man, yes, sir.
We will fight. Say, I will not leave any battle behind. Say, I am not leaving any battle behind. Say, in my lifetime, no battle should remain. No battle should remain. No battle should remain. No battle should remain. Say, my father, I declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire, any battle I have inherited from my ancestors, for my father's house, for my mother's house, for my clan, any battle that has been transferred to me, as I clap my hand, let the battle cease. Let the battle die. Let the battle cease. Let the battle die. Let the battle cease. Let the battle die. Shakako takara.
Let the battle cease.
Inherited
let the battle
battles.
Die. Let the battle cease. Let the battle 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 die. In the inherited battle from my father's house. from my mother's house. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die.
My mother's children, and myself, let the battle cease. As I clap my hands, let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Beginning with my father's children, and my mother's children, and with me.
Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Let the battle die.
I am a brand new cattle.
Surrender my problem. Surrender my miracle. Surrender my answer. surrounding the
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8.
Battle
surrounding my open door. Battle surrounding my breakthrough. There is a door God has opened for this church. For 3 weeks now. There is a mighty battle surrounding it. Should that door open, everybody in this church will fear God. The people in this area will fear God. I'm telling you, I can't talk much about it. For 3 weeks now, myself and the lady pastor are engaged in a battle. But I am beginning to feel in my spirit that this week, that battle will end. Look, somebody told me.
Obi catcher me.
He said, "Pastor,
Asofo,
don't pursue that thing.
Men decide not you.
Anything that is from God, it comes easily." I say yes.
I say amen.
Because I was trying to seek counsel.
Obi asked himself too
from some people about that thing.
If he go for Pastor, then oh.
Started seeking counsel. And somebody said, Pastor, anything that is coming from God, it has no problem. It comes like that. The person schooled
me.
I said, good. You have said something. Immediately I left. Whilst I was driving home, the Lord said, when you go home, read Daniel chapter 10. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 8 and 9. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. What happened? When Daniel was fasting to get the answer, and when heaven has approved that very day, and the messenger was sent, Gabriel, what happened? What happened? Was the answer not from God? Gabriel was met by the principality, the prince of Persia. For 21 days. In the air. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8 and 9. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Who tells you that everything that comes from God, it comes peacefully? Who tells you that everything that comes from God comes peacefully? There are battles associated. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 2:18. Give me 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. God told me this. That was when I got convinced that that thing is from God. Because if it's not from God, because I went to somebody who looks like an expert in that area to seek for counsel. And the person gave me that counsel. And I've settled. But when I left, God said, go and consider this scripture. Instead of fighting, say, my father, any battle, connected, associated, with my open door,
with
my breakthrough,
with
my answered prayer,
any
battle, connected, associated, to my open door, and my breakthrough, as I clap my hands, by blood and by fire, let that battle cease.
Let that battle die.
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 Let that battle die.
Let that battle die. In the battle,
in the
battle, connected to my
father,
let that battle die.
Yes,
Look. How can somebody love a woman? The time they were courting, they were the nicest of friends. Now that the thing has become marriage, the man suddenly has changed. The woman suddenly has changed. It is not normal. Because this is the time they should settle and love themselves, enjoy themselves, and move on. But you know, there is an altar that is producing the battle. Say, this marriage, they will enjoy it. This man, she will enjoy this man. This man, she will enjoy the wife. I will not give them peace. You marry.
Why worry?
You want a child.
Ope, oba.
Are you going to have baby Jesus?
Ope, o Yesu, ban, abo pray
Yesu. For God to keep you. In fact,
sir, nyami wekura
no. I am going to bring Pastor Martin Onuma.
I saw the pastor.
He met me last Friday.
Onuma. I saw him.
The pastor.
I saw Asafo.
I have a testimony.
I see my Adansi die.
This man married.
Papa, e worry ye.
He's a musician. He teaches churches music. I mean, how to play instrument. He and the wife, the sacrifice. 10 years. No child. And people started insulting them. And people started saying, this is your wife. Do you know how many abortions she caused? Do you know how many things she
does?
The wife even sacrificed to become a secretary to my senior pastor for some years without pay.
I am
doing an altar.
I see myself for him.
Church, don't pay me.
Sorry, man, to
for me to have a child.
Say me nya oba.
Nothing.
PNC.
Nothing.
PNC.
People were laughing at them. Church!
I'm sorry, yo. I'm sorry.
They were just saying things.
No more can say me, keke.
They were just saying things.
No more can say more.
Pastor Matthew, you made a mistake. Pastor Matthew, you made a mistake.
I am from so.
Do you know?
Now, when him.
What happened?
They see, yeah.
When they were relaxed. He was telling me on Friday. In fact, when he told me,
okay, tell me,
I shouted.
Okay, tell me, tell me.
In fact, the last time,
every that one,
it's about 9 years now since I heard of them.
I'm saying, if you're crony, I met you on Monday, and I met you before Monday.
Friday,
Fiada,
I shouted.
Me tell me,
because I know.
If you say my name,
they have no children.
No money, my friend.
Say, pastor.
I saw for.
I am bringing my 3 children to your church.
Are they, my man, no, sorry.
To come and testify.
Yes. Mama.
How many of you know French people? How many of you know Brother Sewade in Benin? Sewade? He was here in this church. Sewade? Oh, Sewade? I mentioned one Sewade. He's always on podcast. Yes. Sewade? He was online. He was here, Sewade, for many years. Benny, he married.
How are you?
No children.
Honestly, no woman.
I went there.
Oh, so poor.
And I met him. In fact, the wife family wanted to terminate the marriage.
Now, ni yiri no abu sembe so uta warene so.
and I commanded.
And I'm sure, yeah.
I say this marriage will never lack children. It will never lack children. It will never lack children. That was all I was saying. So when I started seeing one Sewade online, so this morning when I asked, is that the Sewade from Benin? Then he sent me a WhatsApp message. Yes, Pastor. It's me. I just located the link and I started following. Pastor, I now have 3 children.
Praise God. Praise God.
And I said, you see, and you didn't tell me. When I came and declared, he said, Pastor, it is true. I am sorry.
Oh, Mr. Home,
but I have 2 girls and 1 boy. Your prayer just worked for me. Your declaration just worked for me. We are going to pray 2 more prayers right now. If I pray 3 more prayers. 2 for ourselves. And 1 for the church. Say, my father, my father.
My father.
Any battle.
Associated
or connected
or
linked
or linked
directly or indirectly
to
my miracle,
to my miracle,
to my breakthrough,
to my breakthrough,
to my testimony,
to my testimony,
to my open door,
to my open door,
to the blessing,
to the blessing
that God has released,
into my life,
any battle, connected,
or associated,
or linked,
to my miracle.
To my breakthrough,
to my open door,
to my testimony,
to my answers,
that God has released,
to my solution,
as I clap my hand,
by blood and by fire,
let the battle die,
let the battle die,
let the battle cease, Let the battle die. I am the little bit of Say, my father, my father.
My father.
Any altar. Any high place. Any foundation. Sponsoring battles. Protecting battles. Against my breakthrough. Against my open door. Against my testimony. Against my star. Any evil and wicked altar. Any evil and wicked high place.
Sponsoring.
And projecting.
Battles.
Against
my breakthrough,
my open door,
my testimony,
and any blessing
that God has released.
As I clap my hands, by the Holy Ghost fire, let the altars cut fire and scatter. I am the Lord, 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 I am the Lord Please, anything you have prayed for, it is not coming. There are battles around it. Just look at Daniel.
Daniel.
From day one.
If he did kind.
Let me tell you. Look, the things you need here on earth, God doesn't need them. Why should he keep it from you?
I don't know, so crap you mountain.
He doesn't need them.
Oh, here, Sanyamano.
He knows you need them.
Oh, Nimsa, who here? Oh, now we're here.
Immediately you pray.
Oh, my home, pay a pair.
He has released it.
Now I get more.
And look, in heaven.
Now I throw no.
We don't have Monday.
You need Jada.
Tuesday.
Banada.
Heaven is one day.
I throw a dark rope.
That's why 1,000 years.
Internet,
it's like one day.
And he said,
one day is like 1,000 years.
And that person said,
it means there is a battle. I thank God for Solomon's sacrifice. Say, my father, let my Solomon sacrifice. Jesus day.
Amen.
The last prayer point for the church. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
this mighty door.
This mighty door.
This mighty breakthrough.
This mighty breakthrough
that you have released,
that you have released
for the church,
for the church,
as an answered prayer,
as an answered prayer.
But there are battles surrounding.
But there are battles surrounding.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
in the battle.
In the battle.
In the battle.
In the battle.
Surrounding this door.
Surrounding this door.
That you have opened for your church.
That you are open for your church.
Surrounding this breakthrough.
Surrounding this breakthrough.
As we clap our hands.
As we clap our
hands. As a congregation.
As a congregation.
Let that battle cease.
Let that battle cease.
Let that battle cease.
Let that battle cease.
Let the breakthrough come through.
Let the breakthrough come through.
Let the door open through.
Let the door open.
Shut, shut, shut,
shut.
Let the battle cease.
Let the battle cease.
Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease. Let the battle cease.
Let the battle cease.
Let the battle cease.
Let the battle cease.
Let the door open.
Let the door open.
Let the breakthrough come through.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.